Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on a Friday, Bob, and we have some guests with us. So we'll get to that in 1 second, but this is episode 171, Down River Brewing out of where?
Stroudsburg.
And they're down the river. That's where. For us, are they down or up, or how's it work?
That would be up for
up
us.
Up river. They're up the river, but down the river from where you buy it, I think. We'll figure it out. All right. We do have two guests.
It all drinks good.
It all drinks good. Anthony and Bob with you here on a Friday. If you're into the Friday shows, let us know. Maybe it's something we can look forward to in the future. Maybe with football coming up, Bob can watch the Dolphins. Maybe we'll sneak on Fridays. The only reason we went with Fridays is because at the one point in time, the Sanctuary is running Friday night shows.
Okay.
And I don't think that's going to be a thing going forward.
It's usually Sundays.
Well, it used to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe a Friday could be something that we could look into. We'll talk about it off the air, Bob. But introduce yourself, guys.
Well, I've been here before. It's Austin.
Have you been on this show?
No, I'm usually on the Tornado Tag podcast. I've been on the IWEP network. I've done interviews with everyday people when I was in a band. And I wore a bacon costume. But now, it's been a minute. Like, I know I originally had planned to come on here when I turned 21, but that was a completely different time period. I was in Milwaukee when I turned 21 with him.
Yeah.
Fella to my right, or across from me.
My name's Jake. I'm Austin's buddy. We've done a little, thank you. We do a little bit of social media and stuff like that, a little bit of a business thing, make shirts and whatnot. But other than that, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having
me. What's the name of your business?
The name of my business is Chunk Around. We do koozies and other custom things if you'd like.
So essentially you guys go and get like secondhand store stuff and then redo it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So instead of doing like regular tie dye, we do bleach dye on things because fabric always reacts differently than how it would be perceived. And dye is a little bit more expensive. So, and people are really into thrifted clothes right now. So it's nice to find Ralph Lauren or things like that and throw bleach on that and then have something, you know, unique piece of art to wear.
Yeah, something that someone may have thrown away or given up. Or
have you seen people who take the shirts and they do the dye and they tie in these weird configurations and then just draw like with ink the Batman logo and then undo it? It's like if you fold the shirt up properly, it's a Batman logo, but when you undo it, it's just a tie-dyed shirt.
Yeah. Yep.
They're really cool. Mm-hmm. That's really, it looks really a lot of time consuming, but it's pretty dope.
It is. The people that are really good at it spend like 12 hours on one shirt and they charge a good amount for it, but like it's literal art. Like you can't,
there's
not nothing you can do with a computer really. It's impressive.
That's, people should support art like podcasts. If you want to support us, Art, you can check out his business. We are on the IWEPnetwork.com. We are really trying to help grow that brand. So if you can help us with support, we do have a Patreon. You can do any donation. It helps keep the lights on. It does cost some to keep this network going and do all these shows with StreamYard and Adobe and all these other programs we use. So anything you can do on the Patreon helps out a lot. Or grab some merchandise. Our merchandise is over at redbubble.com/IWEPnetwork, or all the links will be below for the breweries we're drinking, as well as all of our stuff. So you can check us out on all social media. So yes, we do talk a lot of wrestling on this podcast because 9 times out of 10, that's normally what I bring to the table. But now we can maybe do an overload of wrestling with Austin here. And
hey, we got three of us wearing baseball hats too.
Yeah.
Literally World Series.
Sorry to hear that. I missed the boat. I don't watch baseball. Sorry. I grew up playing soccer and people are like, that's boring. And I'm like, baseball is even worse.
Soccer, when you're playing it, is probably the least boring sport if you're someone who's like midfield and doing a lot of
running. I played baseball and I was bored out of my mind the entire time.
It's like a thinker sport, so if you're an overthinker, I would recommend baseball.
Yeah.
A lot of things going on, a lot of things that will never happen that you have to think about.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I stand in the outfield and just be like, this is nonsense. And then you're on the bench and you're waiting for your turn to bat.
Be glad you didn't play cricket or it takes 3 days to play a game.
Yeah, holy shit.
And then like I hit the ball and I'm like, I'm not stopping at first. You got to catch me. That's just. And they're like, why did you run? I'm like, I sat for 38 minutes. I want to do something.
Green means go.
Yeah.
Fucking right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. But yeah, check us out on all social media. And let's get into it, Bob. We do have our show beer poured. Let's talk about it.
All right. The show beer is called Purple Asters. It's from the Aslan
Asturds.
Asters. Yeah, Asturds, yeah.
Purple Asturds.
It's the only place turds come from, yes. Purple Asters, actually. Asters, that is a flower.
Okay.
But Purple Asters from the Aslan Beer Company of Alexandria, Virginia.
We've had a lot of Aslan beers. They do a great job.
Yeah, this is part of their bottle age program. This is actually a saison that is made with buckwheat instead of traditional grain. they consider it a farmhouse ale slash saison. This one comes in at 4.5% ABV. It's been rated 141 times, where it averages a 3.89. And none of my friends have tried this yet.
We actually took it easy on you boys tonight. I'm actually looking at the ABVs now. You'll be fine. Sometimes it gets a little out of control.
The write-up's pretty brief. Buckwheat saison conditioned on cranberries and tangerines. And the flavor profile is listed as sour, tart, dry, citrus, and melon.
Yeah, and in the chat hanging out with us is Miscellaneous Beer Review. So make sure you follow them on YouTube. Also, if you are watching this on Facebook and it's your very first time, you can find us on all social media at Bang & Beers Podcast. You can find us on any audio source. So if you want to listen to us in your car and hear me and Bob's soothing, sexy beer voices as we burp as we go and talk about ass turds, that is available on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, anywhere you can find podcasts. We are there. We are on a quest right now to get some reviews. So if you can leave us some reviews on any platform, whether it be on Facebook, Apple, it does help us out a lot. And we're on the quest of 1K over on YouTube. So if you head over to YouTube, takes 1 second, hit subscribe. And if you scroll down, it says follow our friends. The first 5 pages on there, or first 4, are going to be all the other pages that are on this network. Interviews with everyday people, Not Cool in High School, Truth Behind Illusion, and Tornado Tag Podcast, which we're all trying to get to 1K. So takes a couple seconds. Help us out. Help us grow. All right. What do we think of this beer? Now, you're new to the beer game. Austin's as a pup in the beer game.
Because, like, for me, I feel like a lot of people in this area start drinking when they're, like, 12.
You're not lying.
I really didn't. I didn't start drinking until, like, kind of post, like, midway through college. So for me, being very unexperienced, except for his backyard drinking beers, this is tasty. Yeah. I really like this. Like, I could see myself drinking this frequently.
Interesting, because I think when a lot of people grow up and they just drink their dad's beers, probably underage, and then you enter the craft world, it's like, oh, what the hell is this ass turd water wildflower beer? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when you understand the appreciation of stuff, and I think you come from a different background where you appreciate small business and art and being crafty.
I have grown up, like, it's in my blood to appreciate small business.
Yeah. And I think the kind of appreciating that there's a science to hide behind a lot of beers.
Absolutely.
Stuff. Anything you do, there's a science to it, you know?
And like I was saying before we went on air, like, I understand the fermentation process of wine. Like, I understand that whole process, but, like, when it comes to beer, I don't drink a whole lot of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is very tasty. I don't know if you guys do, like, a ranking, but, like,
we do. We'll get to that towards the end.
Okay. Yeah. I'll hang
So essentially there. This show beer is not in the running.
Okay.
The rum we're going to drink, which isn't even opened, is not part of the running. Okay. But these 4 beers, we will rank best. We will do best beer of the night, and then we'll have a second and third place as well. So that'll come later on.
No, so right now, I could see myself, like, ending a day drinking this beer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. I think that's where my mind is going to kind of fix itself onto beer right now, is when would I drink this? Why would I drink this?
Now, do you normally like sour tart candy?
Honestly, I don't drink or I don't eat a lot of candy.
But if you do, like, do you like Sour Patch Kids or sour, or like where you get that puckering taste?
Yeah, honestly, like it's the Sour Patch Kid watermelons. Yeah, those are the best right there.
Yeah.
Where I do get that, like, sour taste and, like, the citrusy taste. But yeah, no, honestly.
Oh, I just seen this one beer. I'm going to hate it, Bob.
But yeah, no, first couple sips of this, I've liked it a lot.
What about you?
I think it was pretty good. I have a little bit of a different opinion on it. I really like the taste of it. I really like the mouthfeel of it because it leaves a nice coating to it where it is kind of almost a dryer. It does give it, like, more of, like, a wine kind of feeling because it is a saison. It's a little bit of a different style of beer. Buckwheat was one of my favorite rascals on that. This happens to be one of my favorite, types of, like, citrus beer. I don't really drink a whole lot of things like that. I'm a big fan of Lightning Kugels. I've had all of their different kinds. And some different kind of, like, peach flavor.
Which is more of a Lightning Kugel is a shandy, right?
Yeah, but they do different ones.
That's what they're most famous for, probably, is their shandies. But they're general spectrum.
They do Kolsch.
Oh, really?
They do Kolsch, Bock, Weiss, things like that. They do all kinds.
Yeah, they even make a vanilla porter. Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I did not know that.
The vanilla porter's not bad. But back to this one, I really think it's good. I just think that this one might be a little bit dangerous when it's hot out because it's carbonated, which is good, but it might sit a little bit heavy. And for me, like, I like drinking during the day if I have the option to. So it's just, it may get a little bit bubbly in your stomach, so you might be burping a little bit. That's all I might be feeling from it. But I do like it, and I like the burp too. So overall, I think this is a pretty good one to start off with.
Awesome.
I'm hot tubbing this one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sitting there in a hot tub. You have a hot tub?
I wish.
Man, I'm coming to your house more often. We have a news look. Right? We're gonna get the GoPros going, or we're doing GoPro hot tub beers.
Oh,
we're busting out the man boobs, and we're fucking drinking beers.
That's get a duck cam. Let that float around.
You can do anything with a GoPro. I'm finding that out.
But yeah, I like this one a lot. Tangerines and cranberries work together pretty good. Just the right amount of sour tart. It's not overdone. It's not overpowering. It goes down real easy. And like they both said, it's delicious.
Yeah. I agree with like the sourness. Like I have had other like sour beers or like sour related beers, and I don't like it. It's like too much. This is fine.
It's not enough to make you pucker. It's almost like candy. Like you will want to have another mouthful afterwards. Yeah. Like them Sour Patch Kids, like how he was saying, and you know, yeah, like them kind of candies.
So we're going to hit them with
what was your rating?
I like it. I like this style. For me, this is definitely giving me acid reflux if I drink too much of it.
See, that's what I was saying with the bubbles, and maybe it's a little heavy on the acid. But it is tasty, you know what I mean?
I would drink it. It is one of those things I'd buy a bottle and I would enjoy sharing with people. Mm-hmm. But if I like, hey, drink that bottle, I'd probably get a pint in and I'd be like, I'm good. Time for the next one. Yeah. I like craft beer, but I also like your dad's craft beer. Like I still like my lagers. I like my porter, my pilsners. Yeah. Like that's where I, seltzers. I know people hate on them, but they're real easy drinkers.
Dude, come on. The seltzer game has absolutely revolutionized the beverage game, because now I was just thinking about mixed drinks. Like I like Irish car bombs. Imagine doing bombs, but everything seltzer related. You can name it after yourself. There could be the Blackwell bomb.
Yeah.
And nobody's ever thought of that, or mixing, you know, gin with your favorite seltzer, because it's usually just tonic water. But these flavored ones, there's every flavor under the sun. It just added liqueur and changed the game.
Yeah. So you drank the Happy Dads on the podcast yesterday. What did you think of those?
It was good. It was good. He brought some from, where was it from?
Jersey.
Happy Dads. They had like, he brought some of their seltzers. They were good. But like, so they still have the TV static seltzer flavor, where I think a lot of the craft breweries are almost drinking like Gatorades now, where they don't have that seltzer taste.
I agree. And I think with the Happy Dads, because I did drink them and I really do enjoy seltzers from the jump. And like, there are some of the real dangerous when you drink them, because they make the lights go out quick. With the Happy Dads, they say natural flavoring. And if you close your eyes and think like, I just had a bite of watermelon, that's how I would imagine it. Cause if you can imagine watermelon with water, that's what you're getting. And that's kind of what I liked about it.
I will say, I agree, it does have a watermelon taste, but it's not Wet Ticket. Wet Ticket is still like, that is the pinnacle of a watermelon taste. It literally tastes like you're eating a watermelon. Hmm. And it doesn't taste like a candy watermelon.
And that's a seltzer?
It's a wheat beer.
A wheat beer, yeah.
Ooh.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. And they're also from Jersey as well. But they're like a seasonal. It's like their summer beer. It's the Wet Ticket watermelon. It's
Happy Dads are a West Coast beer. That's just that New Jersey is the only place over here we can get them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One of those things you got to search for.
Ron in the chat, he says slug it. You're out of control, Ron with the care emoji on Facebook. Okay. And Hannah Hampton with the heart, we appreciate it, Hannah, we love you. All right, let's get our next one, which I'm gonna hate. This is my least favorite flavor in the world. This root and birch are my least favorite flavor.
So we're on to our brewery of the week. This is a Downriver Brewing from Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Downriver.
The first one up is called Deep Rooted.
If you like root beer barrels, this will be your jam.
This is a hard root beer. It comes in at 6% ABV.
That's going to pour like a slut at first. So I don't know why I said slut, but it's going to pour like an asshole.
It's,
well, that's where the church
comes from. It's going down. It's going down.
Going down.
This one's been rated 29 times. It averages a 4.25.
Holy shit.
I don't know anyone that's tried it yet. and the write-up goes, Sarsaparilla City, fantastic root beer flavor with lots of clove and creamy vanilla, but not overly sweet. Molasses-like body, slight cinnamon and anise aroma. Reminds you of the root beer candy barrel we liked as a kid, but with alcohol.
It is off the nose. It is 110% root beer soda. Like, this is a root beer barrel all day long.
That's why I said holy shit. It was like you put that
in flavor profile is a full vanilla, birch, candy, and watery.
Yeah, off the first sip, not necessarily off the smell. Off the smell, it's that cinnamon smell and the root beer smell. But then the sip, I get vanilla birch beer.
Oh, I can smell it from here.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a little bit different on the gums there.
I'm still not a fan. I hate the flavor, but for what the flavor they're going for, This is it's labeled as a hard root beer.
That makes sense. It's not more of a beer.
Yeah, so it's almost drinking like a soda.
It's like if you like how they do like aged scotch, like, cuz I never drank like aged beer or aged wine or anything like that. Yeah. Like something like that, like if you got it and put it in like a smoked barrel and you let that soda sit, that's kind of what I'm getting from it, like an old barn, like it's real rustic almost. And it's got like that real deep vanilla flavor to it, like it's almost toasted.
Have you ever had the not your grandfather's sodas, the hard
it's
sodas?
It's been a while since I had one, but yeah.
I'm curious how people would rank this, the root beer version of that with this.
They would probably like this less, in my opinion, because people like something sweeter. But if you are in, and I'm a big birch and like root kind of person when it comes to sodas, that's my favorite. I think that they may prefer this if you're really into that like deeper flavor and not so much into the sugar, like you're in it for the taste. Okay.
Yeah. So we had from Mount Gretna at Brewfest, they had a hard cherry cola that drank like it didn't take. So a lot of times when breweries make the hard sodas, it's almost when the alcohol hits it almost drinks like a flat soda.
Yeah.
Where you lose the carbonation.
Yeah.
You don't have that with this. You didn't have that with the Mountain Dew one that they collaborated with the brewery to make the hard cola. I don't have this at all either. Like these were
canned last Thursday.
This doesn't taste like I'm drinking any booze at all.
No.
It just tastes like I'm drinking a root beer drink.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Absolutely. There is zero hint of alcohol in
them. No, that's dangerous. Ruin your day. And they're 6%.
These could be dangerous if you had these in the house, because like kids, like, and not your grandfather's, almost like a warm twisted tea where like you taste the alcohol in it, but when they're ice cold, you don't.
No, this tastes like a root beer float.
Oh man.
With the vanilla, dude, it's like that so ice cream good. Root beer combination.
That sarsaparilla and birch hide the liquor.
But if we let this sit 10 minutes, everyone would like it even more.
The vanilla would come out more.
Let it air out.
We'll air out and warm up. So a lot of times when you drink beer, the reason why Coors and Budweiser and all these domestic beers, like the main chain ones, tell you to drink it ice cold. When the mountains are blue, time to drink.
Yep.
Is because the warmer it gets, it's going to taste like dog shit.
Yep.
A good craft beer, like if you get good beer in Germany, they serve it at warm temperature because all the flavor profile comes out the warmer it gets.
Well,
so when you get stouts or porters, that's why we have the porter last, is because by the time we get to it, it's a little warm in here. It'll warm up a little bit and it'll actually bring out more of the flavor profile. So that is something we can go back to later.
That like just like fermentation science there, but just letting it warm?
When it's colder, all the molecules are tighter together, and when it warms up, they can spread out more, and the air hits it. And I could be wrong.
That plays part into it too. But I mean, there's other flavors, part of the flavor profile that, just like with food, where you can't taste stuff properly when it's cold or if it's too hot, and the same thing applies to liquids. And as the beer warms up, other elements start to come out. There's all kinds of crazy oils in the hops, especially if you're doing anything that's been in an oak barrel or a torched barrel.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of crazy stuff that comes out as it warms, because it's bad analogy, but like fat or lard.
It reminded me of like
when it's cold, it's congealed. When it warms up, it thins out and it spreads and it goes throughout the mixture.
I see.
That's a fairly common thing in beer.
That's insane. Like I said, I'm not a root beer fan, but if I was scoring it based on what they're doing, I think they hit a home run here.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Top shelf.
No complaints.
Yeah.
I would prefer that over like a, you know, not your grandfather's.
It does taste more of a of like what you would say, like more of the natural root beer, and not so much the, you were saying, the processed sugared version.
The sarsaparilla in there is really what I think gives it that, like, I don't want to say like tobacco, but it's almost like that, like real earthy, because it is a root, you know.
It's like that classic soda taste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that shit that gave you cancer, you know what I mean?
Ronnie hanging out in the chat says, bang those damn beers. We're doing that, brother. Thank you for hanging out. Shotgunning the beer really brings out the hops. Steve Fulton,
I would agree.
It brings
that
out my hops for sure.
Absolutely,
Steve Fulton, you're a goddamn degenerate, and that's all I'm going to say. He's my degenerate, though. That's half of my degeneration X right there. I love you, brother. Also, if you're local in the area, go hit up his music shop. I believe it's not already open, it's very, very close at the old Culture to Culture building.
Yeah.
Right across the alley from the Crimson House. It's not only his music store is reopened, but he's merged with his wife. So now there's beauty salon as well as the music. I was in there. It's fucking awesome.
Oh my God.
Yeah, really? It was because I Culture to Culture was a place for me, was had a warm place in my heart. Like,
yeah, I spent some time.
It was a cool place to go hang out, hear people's stories. They welcomed me heavily in there. I got to record a lot in that building. Mm-hmm. And the fact that now probably one of my best friends in the world owns it, and his wife, who's I love her to death too. And the building just looks beautiful, and they're keeping that old factory look to it.
Oh, nice.
It's so cool. It's beautiful. But check out Fulton's music.
It seems like the perfect space for Fulton's to go to.
Well, the cool thing is that he kept the stage.
Oh yeah.
He put lights around the stage. He made it a stage. He put PA. So when his students learn the guitar and they get to a point where they're comfortable and they can play a song and sing, you can invite your family in and they can stand around the stage.
That's
and you
smart.
Can get that first experience of playing on stage while having the experience of learning from Fulton.
And it's a familiar place to play too. It's not like, oh, I have to go to this venue. It's show up like you're going to practice how you play.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, essentially. And your first experience of playing in front of your family can be done at the venue, at the place you're actually learning your craft from.
Which and I think comfortable.
Wow. Yeah. It sounds like the sanctuary.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Go check them out. Fulton's music. On all social media. All right, let's crack this next one.
Which I'm starting to burp. Like, I'm starting to burp.
It is going
to
be called.
I've been holding it down.
The first one is what that we just drank was called Deep Rodeo.
Deep Rooted.
Oh. It is rooted. It's not a D. It's deep, deep rooted. The O and the T combined in there.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
The sad state of penmanship in America today.
Yeah. And the next one is going to be called Lightweight. No, light, yep. Right.
Nope, that's right.
Lightweight. Oh, E is E. Yep. All right, lightweight. Italian style Pilsner. Ooh. Good pick, Bob.
So, is this a different glass for this one then?
So, what I would do is, yeah.
I rinsed out the root beer one.
I would use
a different one. Yeah,
yeah, okay. I would put your root beer for the, like, rinse out the root beer and maybe use that for the porter, but maybe not use the root beer glass again.
It's up okay.
So, this is Lightweight again from Downriver Brewing of Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. It's considered an Italian Pilsner. It comes in at 4.8% ABV, and it's rated at 30 IBUs. It's been checked in 39 times, where it averages a 3.22. And again, this is one that I have no friend check-ins on. The write-up reads, looking for that old reliable beer or watching your dad bod? We got you. A well-balanced German-style Pilsner.
Jinx, hold me a beer.
A well-balanced German-style, Italian-style Pilsner made with 100% Pilsen malt and hopped with Hallertau Blank hops.
German-style, Italian-style.
Well, they made it Italian style, but the description says German style.
So. It's a Mezitler.
Yeah. The Mussoliner, I don't know. But simple and clean. And the flavor profile is listed as light, clean, and dry.
So as we're pouring this around, you've been to Downriver, correct?
Correct.
So let's talk a little bit about what to expect when you go to Downriver and the environment, I guess, break down the place.
We went there after work on a Thursday. It's right on the main drag. If anyone is familiar with Stroudsburg, it's right down the street from Siamsa, the Irish bar.
Oop, there's a cap there.
It was the first time I was ever there. I don't know what used to be in the building. It looks like it might have been like an indoor shopping center or something like that. You come in, you end up going down a hall, and it's directly in front of you at the end of the hall. They have a simple food menu, you know, flatbreads, appetizers, stuff like that. We ate there as well.
Kid friendly, dog friendly, are you aware?
Probably kid friendly. Just based on what's around it, I don't see that being the pet friendly.
Okay.
There's like a ballet studio down the hall from that.
Oh, okay.
So I don't imagine any place that is frequented by like little kids like that is just by nature. They would discourage anything but service dogs. But,
yeah.
But I can't state that factually.
Yeah, yeah.
Children over fur children.
So food on premise.
Yes.
Do they have entertainment? Did you notice anything like music or anything like that?
No, I did not. It was early in the day.
We'll give them the social media test here. I'm gonna pull up Instagram. Now they don't have a Twitter, so I could not tag you guys on Twitter. Nothing wrong with that. In fact, I'm jealous because I hate the fact that I have to run 800 social media pages. So what do we got here? Trivia night. So at 7 p.m., is this tonight? So they do music trivia. Vinyl night from 6 o'clock to 9 p.m. tonight in Downtown River. I guess you bring your vinyl and they play it. That's a cool premise.
Like your own originally recorded or like whatever you got?
I guess whatever you got. Yeah. They do have open mics, so they do have people come and perform and do open mic nights.
Got the option for both then.
They had a burlesque night. But that was also from October, so I don't know how long ago these posts were. That was from one day ago. They do have spirits. Each one of our own employees has their own signature cocktail. So they do also do a spirit, probably all PA spirits as well because of the rules. So they do have entertainment. So there's a lot of cool things going on at that place. There you go. Oh, they made the Zimmerman's hard tea. It's all like ripped off from the Gears logo a little bit. You good?
Oh, yeah, Zimmerman's is like the next stand over. That's if I remember right, that's like a Carbon County. You get out that way. That's where it stops being Gears and starts being Zimmerman's.
Yeah. Because I know that in the Spider-Man movie, they had Zimmerman because they filmed in Pittsburgh and they had Zimmerman's iced tea containers on the table. Oh. And people were like, why is there Gears containers on the table? And I'm like, that's
close.
It's close. It looks very, from a quick shot, looks like a Gears, but
same factory, different print.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a brighter coloring on the package where Gears is more of a muted, but it's the same ballpark. It's the orange with the white and then the Gears, the iced tea glass with lemons, which fun fact, if you get it tattooed on you, it kind of looks like a penis.
Oh my God, it does.
The lemons with the glass.
You've never like shown me and pointed that out.
Yeah.
You've shown me the tattoo.
Bishop before. Tattooed and he was like, that kind of looks like a penis and balls. And I go, I love it. So outline it. No. What else we got here? This place sounds dope as hell. It is located in Stroudsburg, right?
Stroudsburg, yeah. It was on Main Street.
There you go. It is 564 Main Street, Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. And you can follow them on Instagram as well as Facebook. There you go.
Did you put that down already?
Yeah, but no, this beer is very tasty.
Shit. We got a cheers jet in the chat from
Salute.
It's I can't really read that name there. But yeah, thank you for hanging out.
All right, D-Hall.
What so
like
you know
my tweet.
You know what this immediately who liked it?
One of my buddies, Dylan Hall.
Oh, I thought like D-Hall, like D'Angelo. I got excited. I thought D'Angelo Hall liked your tweet. I was like, oh. As a Washington fan, that was pretty crazy.
We go way back. Yeah.
You and D-Hall are buds.
That's what's up.
Immediately drinking this, it brings me back to Poor Man's, their Italian Pilsner. It has that.
There's similarities. Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm here for it. Mm. I love this.
When it said lightweight and I had it, I wanted Peroni because I'm turning 23 tomorrow. And that was like
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I like drinking all kinds of different beer. We've been on a Chesterfield kick recently.
That's the greatest beer on the planet.
Yep. Amen. And
you ever see our Chesterfield logo?
It's on the glasses, right?
Yeah.
Not that one. That one. Yep. That's what's up.
You should order one of those.
I will, actually.
I went in for pour two.
Yeah, dude. No, it's really good. Like, I like Peroni a lot, but when it said lightweight, it was like, it has that Italian beer flavor.
Speaking of D-Hall, he's on YouTube.
Hey!
Not only did he switch from Facebook,
my God, you're
he
kidding.
Went to YouTube where we were trying to build the subscribers. So thank you so much. If you are on Facebook, if you can give us that subscribe and that view over on YouTube, that would help out tremendously. So D-Hall, you're a hero.
That's our guy right
there. That's my boy. Send the Dodgers some good luck. They need it.
Fulton says, Chetty boys for life.
Yes, man. Sir. Yep. We're going to be at the Club 18 tomorrow knocking them down.
Yeah? That's nice. They have Chetty on tap there?
Oh, yes, hell sir. Yeah.
It's lethal.
That's right down the street from Fulton's. You can meet him there, Fulton. Don't drink with Steve. It's a fucking nightmare.
Oh. I'm down for it.
You don't want that in your life.
When he first turned 21, we drove all night to Milwaukee, 16 hours, and the first place we took him was the Milwaukee Brat House, and there was some old lady. She was a big bar fly. You could definitely tell. She had some gristle on her wings, and she was like grabbing me and shit. She was like, you should get the fuck out of here. Like, you shouldn't be here. It's going to get wild tonight if they win. And Milwaukee did end up getting wild that night, but it was just weird. Like that. Remember that old lady?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Have you ever seen a kid with ADHD on extreme amount of sugar and caffeine where they're just bouncing all over the walls and doing crazy things that annoys everybody?
My boy's name is Mop. Like, he's
imagine that, but also blackout drunk. And that's chilling with Fulton.
There was that one guy at Club 18 the last time. He was belligerent as shit.
Oh, yeah.
He was off the wall.
It wasn't necessarily bouncing. Like,
no.
Fulton, yeah, I've witnessed him drunk once or twice. And
if you've ever seen a grown man's butt, you will with Steve drunk. Because he'll pull it right out.
You will when Steve's drunk.
Yeah. Steve's drunk. You'll see. Oh, pizza's here. Oh, we got it from the hut. Ooh, speaking of Fulton, Pizza Hut just came in the house, Steve. That's another Steve Fulton trademark at 3 a.m. He orders last minute from Pizza Hut and they get real pissed off.
Alfredo base.
Oh, double cheese.
Shit. Stop. All right. Let's, what do we think of this one?
Great.
Top tier.
Yeah. This is a winner.
Yeah. This has probably been my favorite thus far.
I think winner's a good way to describe it.
It's nice and light, like they say. Mm-hmm. I get a little bit of malty corn. Touches of caramel and bread on the backside. Absolutely no complaints.
I will say that I've noticed recently, because I've been drinking a lot of Polish beers, like Lech and I think it's Ozeswick or something.
I know which one you mean.
Yeah. And those are really good, but Polish beers have a very distinct taste to them, and as well as Italian beers do. So it's not just like, once you've had a couple of them and you drink like a half a case or a case of something, you understand what that flavor profile is. So when you have a light Italian German style beer, you know what you're looking for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not just a Miller Lite or even people like I got my my fraternity brothers in a Blue Moon when they started drinking beer, because I think Blue Moon's the first step in a drinking craft beer and regular beer.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Because it's a Belgian wheat ale. It's not just a plain beer like a Pilsner, a Porter, a Lager, or something like that.
Probably that and a Heineken.
Oh, Heineken's a tough sell, I think. I drank a Heineken on the way back from MSG on the train.
Yeah, we were at Raw at Madison Square Garden.
But I think Heineken is so different from the rest of the domestic beers that when you drink it, you're like, oh, because Heineken's so way out of the spectrum of what you normally drink if you get like a domestic beer.
Got to be in a bottle. That's my only thing.
Yeah.
Got to be in a bottle.
I mean, I'm not a huge Heineken fan. Like Chesterfield for me, I'm really like, how do you drink that? Beer drinker, I love Chesterfield because I like that. I like
it. It's a great taste.
Yeah.
There's actual taste to
it. It's a nice level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once you put
they stopped bringing me pizza years ago. They have them on caller ID.
Damn, do not serve.
That's fucked up.
So I think Heineken gets a bad rep from the skunky bottle stories.
But... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
The green bottles are not the best.
That's sure. Another one of the things of fermentology and zymergy. Clear and green glass bottles don't filter out all the correct spectrums of light, and allows other microorganisms to survive inside the bottle that actually affect the flavor.
Yeah. So when you go to a we'll just say a local grocery store that sells a big craft section, and their whole one shelf is just in direct sunlight all day long.
Oh.
And they have bottles that are white or green. You can disregard those.
Fucked.
Even if the ones that are not in those bottles are going to have a hard time.
Well, yeah, anything in direct sunlight.
Yeah.
Who wants warm beer? I mean, like, piss warm.
But not just that. It's just sitting in direct sunlight all day long, which is going to not help the beer at all. You know what I mean? So just putting out there, local grocery store. I know you revamped that whole section, but maybe put some blinders on that window or something. Fuck.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But,
wishful thinking, though.
Fun fact. One time we were ordering pizza at his house for a wrestling event, or I think home from the, I don't remember. We were probably home from a bar. No, it was for wrestling. It was WrestleMania when the Hardy Boys came back.
Yep.
And I ordered the pizza, and they literally said, we close in an hour, and hung up on me. So I called back. I go, it's an hour. Like, you can't make pizza in an hour? And she's like, all right. And she hung up again. And then we called back from a different number. And I was like, hey, can I do it? She goes, oh, yeah, I'll make you pizza. And I was just like, bitch. All right. She goes, but I'm not delivering it. You got to pick it up. I go, all right, cool. I'll pay when I get there. And I literally ordered like $100 worth of pizza and intention of picking it up because she hung up on me three times.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
No, that's the chess move at that point. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're going to do this?
And then we called Domino's and they delivered.
Bitch, for $15 an hour, you won't deliver me a fucking pre-made pizza.
And Pizza Hut's here, and Fulton's house at the time was right above the Greystone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you can't deliver it.
They don't want to.
Yeah, they don't want to do their job.
Which Domino's got our business, and they got stuff with $100 worth of pizza and breadsticks.
Yeah. They probably just took it home and were pissed off that they had to eat the food that they spit in.
Yeah. Oh, true.
I like that. I didn't even think of that part of the story. Like, oh, we spit in this. Now we have to eat it.
Yeah, fuck you. And they're like, oh, I got to eat that shit. No, this is my workers' comp meal, man. Fuck.
All right, let's get our next one here. This is called...
We've been going up every beer, I think.
Badonkadonk.
This is called Badonkadonk.
Oh, shit. Let's fucking go.
This is called Badonk. Actually, halfway point, Bob. Oh,
your call.
Yeah, let's do that instead. You can pull Badonkadonk, get it ready, crack
it. I got it up.
Dude, that right, sounds so awesome.
You're going to have to.
Already has one for me.
Trace Adkins, thank you for the song. We appreciate you.
I like me a butt, you know? That's kind of my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bob, I'm going to hate this.
I mean, you said that about the root beer.
I'm not a liquor person at all.
Mm-hmm.
Explain what we're having here. This is a rum.
So we've done some Dominican rums before.
Ooh, Dominican.
They're usually Bregals. This is the first spice rum I'm going to be trying from the Dominican Republic. The spicy manufacturer is called Hibaro.
Like what?
Ooh.
Well, he's vaping. That's probably you're getting fruity from his vape. Do you like root beer? No. At all?
No. Not even vanilla?
Mm.
Yeah, like beer. Beer.
She don't like root beer.
I was just gonna see how she feels about the root beer.
Yeah, I know you're a rum guy. Like that's your shit.
What is this?
Rum
and Coke. Oh, a Dunkel.
It smells good. We'll have to light it up before you go. Smells good. Like I definitely have more than a shot in here. I fucked
up.
Oh
yeah.
I'm not driving. That's I don't give a flying fuck.
I went low key on it.
Whoa shit.
Well, you do.
That one burnt the nose hairs a little bit.
You poured yourself a fucking knuckle.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's his birthday.
It is.
It's your birthday. Enjoy, brother.
Thank you. I couldn't get my hand up quick enough because there was
this right
here.
I felt it. So this, essentially, don't just crush it like a shot. Sip on a little bit. Oh, that's the.
Did you try it yet?
No.
I don't think you're going to hate it. With the other Dominican rums, this is even though this one is spiced, you're not looking at Captain Morgan.
Get out of the kitchen.
Not gonna cheers me, motherfucker. Well, I'm sipping it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sipping the dog. It too, the dog. Get we have new people in the house. Lady doesn't like new people, so she's barking and she's destroying the show. Go ahead, Bob.
It's spiced, but it's not like a Captain Morgan spiced. It's a little bit more subdued. I think this is still pretty smooth. Mm.
That's a frat boy's dream right there. That's smooth.
It's not a Brugal, but it's not bad.
I would say that's pretty good. Like for a spiced rum, I think it's relatively mellow going down.
Yeah,
it's got some nice.
It has more of the corn, like the. It's almost muted. Like it's not like how you say like the spice rum where you're gonna get like huge amounts of spice. It's almost
it's like a background effect.
Yeah.
The burn radiates. Horizontally, it doesn't radiate vertically, and that's how I like a good liquor to go down.
That makes sense. Like when it hits my tongue, instead of going on the roof of my mouth and then down the back of my throat, it almost rolls off and hits the sides of your tongues.
It makes you salivate.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, honestly, that is the exact reaction I've had to it.
Yep.
It's tasty.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be really good in like any kind of like soda if you're making like a highball or something.
Now, where is this from?
This is also Dominican.
Yeah, so Dominican Republic has got a lot of love on this show. What was that one rum we had?
The first one or the
the one that Dominican, everyone creamed in their pants over?
The Brugal Leyenda.
Yes, the Brugal Leyenda. Already Brugal is just like the king daddy badonkadonk of rum in DR. But that version is like the high-end version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do we got here? Don't burn the mustache off. Happy birthday, brother, from Jackson Murray.
Hey, oh, appreciate MIT. It, MIT. Thank you, brother.
Local wrestler.
I was about to say if he's not a wrestler, he's weird because he has no shirt on this picture.
I think he's a firefighter.
He's the firefighter wrestler.
Yeah,
I called one of his matches.
Maybe
at Sanctuary.
Well, his yeah, that makes sense because he's framed there.
So the what?
Yeah.
I actually here's a story. MIT, he did a move where like a taunt where he threw the guy into the corner and then just like got in the corner but didn't like give because he's still new, he's learning.
Yeah.
But he kind of did a taunt and it was kind of just like, and Trotsky's like, what the fuck? Like, so you know. So
wait.
I don't know. Was his gimmick a firefighter?
Yes.
Oh no, that's not
he's
MIT.
A legitimate firefighter.
No, like that's his job.
His gimmick is most intelligent Tavius.
Yeah, intellectual Tavius, motherfucker.
Right. I called his match, but there was another character who has a firefighter gimmick. So this is not your story. This is somebody else, but we're going to tell it anyway.
It sounds great.
But he did the, and so the best part of doing commentary, I wish it bled to the mic sometimes, and sometimes it does.
It does. It absolutely does sometimes.
But Trotsky is like the two old guys in the Muppet Show who roast people.
Oh yeah. Oh,
all the time.
Yeah.
The professor and shit.
Yeah. So Trotsky So Trotsky goes, "What the fuck is he doing?" And I go, and just immediately in commentary goes, "He's spraying the hose on him." He's holding it like you would. I come from a I come from a firefighter family.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
He's holding the hose with the over under pose, and he's spraying the guy in the corner, and then he drops it, and then does a splash.
Makes sense. Literally makes sense.
Tight. That's tight.
I like that. And Trotsky just like, "What?" And I just go, "He's spraying him with the hose." And Trotsky just like starts dying laughing. But yeah, MIT, I did wrestle, I don't forget who was matched, but I remember, I do remember calling an MIT match, a wrestler named MIT, yeah.
Let's view Clydesdale.
There you go, brother. What else we got in the chat here? Once it hits the lips, Fulton says. Yeah, that's usually what the booze hounds say, is once it hits the lips, like Frank the Tank.
That's exactly what I captioned on my Twitter. I said, "Come check out the booze hounds."
Yeah, the booze hounds. Do you ever watch Old School with Will Ferrell? Oh.
We named one of our pledges Blue.
I've never seen the whole movie.
So in the movie, he's like, "I can't drink tonight. I have to go to Home Depot tomorrow with the wife." And they're like, "What the fuck?" And he's, "You know what? Give me a beer." And
come on, just one.
He drinks it. He goes, "You know what? I'll have another one."
It's a beer bong. First time he's had one, and he's fucking knocking them back.
And this guy, when he gets drunk, he's Frank the Tank. It's Will Ferrell. He just goes over the deep end. Like, it goes from 0 to 100. Like,
it's like a binge drink.
There's
honestly
no in between. And then halfway through the movie, he's streaking. Like, just running, and no one else does it with him because he's just so blackout drunk.
Snoop Dogg shows up to the party and everything, and then he shows up and he's like, "We're going streaking in the quad.
Yeah.
We're going streaking." And it's his wife picks him up naked in the quad.
Yeah. So, but he says, like, once it, he goes, "You know what? Another one. Once it hits your lips." And that's just, like, the quote. Yeah.
So good. Just so good. Oh, man. But yeah, we had a 42-year-old pledge in the fraternity, and we named him Blue.
I love that.
Yep. And it was the best thing. He plays bass and shit, and he'd show up in the party, be ripping bass.
We keep this podcast going for like 10, 20 years. Eventually, you have to become Blue.
Natural progression.
Yeah, you have to be the old man of the pot. And Blue had a big beard, too, a big white beard.
Mm-hmm. Got a blue hat on, too.
And your blue hat.
I'm past 40, though.
No, Blue was like 80s. No, so I was like, we have to be around a long
time. Like it just worked out because like we're a technical school, so like being like that's the older end besides like somebody's grandpa and shit.
Yeah, and then Blue Jello wrestles these two hot fraternity girls and has a heart attack and dies.
Yeah. He gets in the ring and he goes, "All right, like get it on," and he fucking croaks. That's it. He's
put
done.
A big smile on his face.
Yep.
Steve Fulton jumped over to YouTube. That's what he came here to see. The YouTube subscribers.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
He goes, "Somehow I wasn't subbed, even though he's been on the show." So great to see that. Well, no, what happened, Steve, is before everything was under one channel. And then we made every show have its own channel.
It was all under the IWEP.
And then IWET became Interviews with Everyday People, and then every other show started fresh. So all the other shows are pretty much maybe not even 6 months old. Yeah. So that's where we're at. But yeah, Steve was on. I appreciate the sub. I really, really do. It means a lot. Snoopaloop, he calls him. Yes, bring your green hat. But he... Steve was on an episode a while back. The quality of the cameras aren't good, and the microphones aren't amazing because I didn't know what I was doing at the time, and my equipment wasn't where it is now. But back in the day, the boys upstairs run a podcast, and we did all brown bag beers. Mm. So we went and bought like the 40 ounces. It was dude, my stomach was fucked.
Where he kept playing a banjo.
Yeah, he would not stop. Once again, a kid with ADHD, like he has a toy and he's gonna play with it the entire. So a whole podcast, he just keeps playing a banjo.
Thank God he had a button zipper instead of a fucking regular fly. It would have been a whole different story.
That is, you know what? That the button zipper. Steve did have a pair of button zipper jeans that
were they corduroys?
No. Damn. But they have saved his life a few times because once again, Steve likes to take his pants off.
See, I.
Fuck right. Steve, that's awesome.
Steve gets drunk and shows his butt. That's just what he does.
No, I live by jawstring, like these shorts that I'm wearing. They're khaki shorts, but they got the string on them.
You say jawstring?
Yeah, or whatever.
Drawstring.
Oh, that makes so much more sense. Yeah.
You call that your whole life?
That's how you like your girlfriend take them off? That's tight, man. I get
that is literally something I would not have.
I call it that your whole life?
No, I never say the word ever.
Oh, it's just that one of them terms. It's like, yeah, it's a fucking string in the shorts. I normally cut the cocksucker out because I lose half of it.
No, it's my jaw. I literally undo it with my teeth.
What?
I'm kidding. No, but
holy shit. Very flexible, Bob.
No, but I reside by pants that tie, no longer button or zipper. Like, jeans are the bane of my existence.
Well, now you're now in the wrestling business. You got to get those
Zubas.
Zuba pants.
I was going to wear my Zubas wrestling shirt, man, and I didn't. I won't.
They're just like crazy. They're like Sandman pants.
Ask What's MIT. It?
Oh.
MIT, if you're still in here, drop a link in the chat for anybody that needs a pair of Zubas. Fucking fire.
Okay. They're like jogging pants, but have crazy designs on them.
Do you know that Phillies koozie I have? Yeah. The blue one with the zigzags on? Yeah. That's a Zubas koozie.
My show beer glass just became an Italian Pilsner glass, Bob.
All right. That shit was really good. Yeah. No bullshit.
Let's get into what every guy wants to get into.
Steve Fulton's favorite.
And that's
big old badonkadonk.
That's the badonkadonk.
All right. Badonkadonk from the Downriver Brewing Company of Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Wheat beer, Dunkelweizen. This one comes in at 5.1 ABV. It's rated at 16 IBUs. It has been checked in 80 times, where it averages a 3.55. Again, this is another one where I have no friend check-ins. The write-up goes, this German-style dark wheat is a blend of specialty malts that gives a velvety mouthfeel with chocolate and roasted notes and balanced by a subtle hop aroma. Very easy to drink, rich in character, and light on the palate. Who doesn't love a nice badunkadunk?
So as soon as roast comes into the picture, that's immediately what dominates for me.
Yeah, me too.
And,
I agree.
The flavor profile is listed as malty, roasty, subtle, light, and chocolate.
There it is in the chat. Jackson Hang helping us out with Zubas.com.
Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I bought a pair of chalk line pants that look like Zubas, but they're Shawn Michaels pants.
Mm. Fuck, with the hearts on them?
Yeah. Like, kind of like my shorts.
Were they the red ones or were they those ones?
I have these are the short versions, but okay. I have the red and white ones.
Pants. I like the gold.
Oh, wait,
though.
You have the pants too.
I have a pair of pants.
Have not seen.
I have four pairs of shorts, all different Shawn Michaels gear. But
Mark.
Yeah, I am a huge Mark. Oh god, we'll get into that again. I'm a Mark. I pose like Shawn.
No, you pose like the
Pose like a Young Bucks who made a career off trying to be Shawn Michaels, but I'm the Mark.
Whatever. That's business right there. You look at something that's successful, you say, fuck it, we're going to do that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The only time in my life where I ever go with the grain is, you know, in that aspect. But everything I create in my life, I try to be different. But yeah. I'm a giant Mark, I guess. Fuck did he ever do?
If you're going to get caught for one thing, fuck it. Let it be that. You know what I mean? Shit.
Oh, I'm not. I didn't lose sleep over it.
All right. I like the badonkadonk.
Fucking right. Ass man.
The more I drink it, Bob, the more the chocolate comes out.
I think this is a very well done dunkle. I'm a fan as well.
I'm surprised I didn't name it Badunkle Dunk. Missed opportunity. Badunkle Dunk.
I could see myself enjoying a Badunkadunk.
You're
every
tagging
night.
Me in Untapped, right?
Take a big old bite.
No, I wasn't.
Do that for going forward. So this way, I can at the end of the show, I can just go back. But I'll look at your feed and then copy. A copy and paste.
Yeah, I'll start doing that from now on.
Yeah.
I don't know if they could do it or not, but Dunkels are typically a darker beer, correct?
Yeah.
This is not my first Dunkel that I've had. I think it'd be cool to give them like names that are based on like the flavor profile they're kind of going with. You know what I mean? Give it like a stripper's name, Badunkadunk. You know what I mean? Kind of give it a little bit more flair if they were going to keep working with it. Cause I think it's something they could keep working with. I mean, I enjoy the flavor to it. I think it's very good. I think I could have more than one of these.
What's the ABV? 5.1.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily something that's going to put you on your Badunkadunk.
It could though.
Oh, 5.1.
Yeah.
You ever get drunk on Miller Lite?
Oh yeah.
Every fucking time.
Absolutely.
That's what we drink.
That's a five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as far as like some of the other craft beers, at least the early introduction that I've had to craft beers, it's usually heavier stuff.
Invite them back on barley wine night.
We'll scrape you off the table. This is the lightest ABV episode we've ever had.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
We've had episodes where they're like the lowest we had was like an 8.5.
Well, how?
Shit.
How often do you guys do a liquor as well?
No. That's been a thing every episode now.
Oh,
maybe 4 months, 5 months.
Yeah, about 4 or 5 months. Because not only he goes around, he goes all different breweries, but he goes to like local distilleries, and he's a liquor guy too. Like he likes. Are you more of a rum? Like, what's your go-to?
Clear or dark?
Well, style like
for the rums.
Any in general? Like well,
first off, top is single malt scotches.
Yeah, you're a Scotch guy.
I'm not necessarily spiced rum, but rum, and I'm also a bourbon fan.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. I would say whiskey, then bourbon for me. But whiskey, I get in fucking trouble.
And then On the other end of the spectrum, stuff like when we had the Underberg on here, yeah. Or the
that Shipmate one was good.
Yeah, that was a rum.
Yeah.
Jägermeister.
I don't like
Jägermeister. I don't know if you've ever had Palinkovac, Palinkovic. I'm not sure how you
pronounce it. I haven't, but I'm down for it, you know.
It's another one that it's flavored with wormwood, which also has a lot of anise highlights to it.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's been a lighter episode on this side, but
so again, this is the second time I've gone for a second pour on one of the beers.
Oh, you went for a second pour in Dunkel?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I filled the show glass up with the Pilsner. Mm. Well, while we're here, we have one more beer to go. Let's try your pizza. We don't have any knives or anything, so we're just
no, gonna... pre-cut.
It's pre-cut.
Yep,
pre-cut. It's individual slices, so yeah.
So this is your homemade pizza.
For the most part, I got the it's on naan bread that I got from.
So what is each slice here?
So this is a margarita pizza right here. Mozzarella, basil. I did the homemade tomato sauce myself on all the different slices. This one is grilled chicken with the same kind of mozzarella, same kind of sauce. And then I believe that the margarita and this one is called doggy chop. Mm. That's a different kind of thing that my parents do. It's not dog, relax. When my parents were growing up and times were tough or things were bad, they would get like the center cuts of pork chops, which always are like real fatty, real marbly shit. Put them in a...
Something you would give to your dog.
Yeah, basically.
We ate a lot of pork center cut pork
chops. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And make them in the crock pot with onions on top of them.
Oh.
And they're fucking butter. And they're some of the best things ever. And I did that with barbecue sauce on that one. And fantastic. We did like 8 different pizzas tonight at my house.
Well, what was the one that I had prior to the show?
It was a harissa base.
Oh.
Which is an African...
Tunisian spice. Yeah.
Tunisian. And it's fantastic.
Bob, yeah, that was delicious. You get first pick. Which one do you want to try?
I'll go for the margarita.
All right, go ahead.
I've had the doggy chops, not on the pizza. Oh,
I'm gonna try the chicken.
Okay,
you're gonna go for the chicken.
I'm gonna have no problem going for the doggy chop.
All right, so this is your tomato sauce, right?
Yep, yes. I made it myself, hand squeezed.
Is that the barbecue one though?
No, that's yours.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yep.
All right, so the barbecue immediately sauce. The bread's fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm a fan of the bread.
Naan bread, because it took some time, but we figured it out that indirect to start off, you need a hot grill for it. We do charcoal, we do half and half. And indirect is best to start off 7 minutes, spin it another 7, and then put it over the top for the last like 3 and get a nice crisp on the bottom of it.
So you want to talk about putting things over the top? It's
this. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I'm going to be honest. What we're eating right now, and Bob, you could probably attest to this, a lot of places you'll go to craft breweries and they'll do like pizzas like this,
flatbread, or
like a flatbread pizza. This is right up the wheelhouse of what a brewery would sell, and this is good. Like I would see like this recipe or this what you're doing here, if you brought this into a brewery, they would serve it and it would do very well.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And I did 6 weeks culinary school. wasn't really my jive of the way that my school was doing it, because I went to the Pennsylvania College of Technology and I really enjoyed it. I got my bachelor's degree there for business. And I just really, I like the cooking of being there, you know, being in that kind of kitchen. You know, if you want to learn barbecue, you go down south. If you want to do things, you get the books where you learn it yourself, trial and error, instead of cut it in cubes, things like that. You know what I mean?
Like for real, I am your friend, so it is a little biased, but man, that sauce, that tomato sauce is so good.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. That's the first time I've ever actually done like my own home, like tomato sauce. It's just like, I've always had a knack for cooking, growing up doing it with grandparents and stuff, and being interested in, cause I have a kind of bland flavor background, the pale whites of the earth, the Irish.
You put sesning on, right? It's a joke that white people don't know what seasoning is. They call it sesning.
Oh my God. I never fucking heard that. That's great. No, our spice cabinet's over the top, and like just getting my parents to even try different kinds of things. My dad will eat anything because he ate like fish and stuff growing up. My mom's a little kind of touchy on things like that. But even these pizzas tonight, like it was just something simple that I wanted to try. And we had a bunch of different kinds. Like the onions that came on top of that are like absolute butter. And I cut those up and put them on top of a pizza with fresh peppers and just threw that on. And it was the bomb.
I will say, you keep bringing food like that, I'll book you every weekend.
Hey, I'm glad that you enjoyed really the food and accepted it, because anybody's ever welcome at my house at all the time. Not a lot of people show up. I don't know why. He comes back all the time.
Daily.
Food's banging. I'm not going to lie.
And crap beer and that pizza, Bob. I think we're doing an episode in his house.
Oh, you're more than welcome to. Oh,
the back Jimmy Fix It.
Jimmy Fix It.
Hell yeah.
Well, you have an outdoor sitting area?
Oh. Yes, sir. Oh. We have our own outdoor bar. We got a TV. We've done the whole outdoor decor ourselves this past summer.
Have watched wrestling there. Have had fire pits there.
Yep. Got the whole
sold. Thing. Yeah. Sold. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Well, I'll bring the once like I'm so I'm
have to have Jim on though. My dad. That's the only thing.
Listen, when I'm on the beer. When I'm on the road, I can do up to 8 microphones. So I can do 6 here. When I'm traveling, I can do 8. But full disclosure, once again, if you guys can help us out. Patreon is a monthly the donation. You can do $1, you can do 5, you can do 10. But if there's 9 people watching right now, if everyone does a couple bucks, that can help, man. And I have a goal right now where I want to get another GoPro and some accessories. And you've been seeing what we do on Tornado Tag. I've been doing vlogs, I've been doing stuff. When we go to breweries, I used to have to carry in like 9 duffel bags. Mm-hmm. Bob's seen the carry. It's a lot. And sometimes I do that with interviews with everyday people, and I'm a one-man person. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for me, especially with my joint disorder, to carry all those bags in and unload everything, unload out. I can literally do a 3-camera setup with wireless mics and bring it in a backpack.
Yeah.
So I've literally it's cheaper, but the quality is still 4K. It still looks fantastic.
Kicks ass.
Yeah, and it looks great. It kind of gives it more of a GoPro action camera look where it's like bubbled, but I like it because
slightly fish-eyed.
When you record on location, the whole purpose of the location is getting it in the shot. Oh. You know what I mean? So like when we record at the Hamburg Fieldhouse and it sucks in that wide view, like you see the whole roof of the Hamburg Fieldhouse, which I think is special. So that what we are trying to raise up for that, or you can buy merchandise. So you walk around with a Bangin' Beers t-shirt. If you're a Chetty boy, we do have the Chetty logo. It looks awesome. We didn't get a cease and desist letter yet. But yeah, so any support to the podcast helps. If you can't monetarily support, like I said, share this to your friends. Tell them you enjoyed the podcast. We'll bring your buddies back on if this is the first time you're watching it. Well, you know what I mean? But the support really, really goes a long way, and we appreciate you guys all hanging out.
Treat just like a kegger. Throw $5 for the cup if you're going to hang out and have a beer. If not, share it to your friends. Put it on the store.
Idea. Literally, I got 5 on it.
You know what I mean? You got 5 on it. You know, smoke that endo weed. Treat just like the weed, man. Treat us a little bit. We're going to bring back some cool guests, get some different beers. It's a good time. I'm enjoying myself first.
We actually just had our, and the cool thing is the more that people interact and chat and share and do all that, it helps us out in the long run. Like we've been invited to do like Rusty Rail Brewing Company.
I saw that. I was actually watching that today.
Their millionth can of Fog Monster. And they're like, you guys want to come party? And we're like,
the
fact they even reached out was cool to us. Like, and then we just had a brewery that doesn't have a room to open up yet, but they've been making beers for a while. And they just reached out like, we're going to send you guys a bunch of beers to review on the show.
Nice.
Like there are opportunities for us that are cool because you guys are following us on social media and spreading that word of mouth. And it really helps. I put SpaghettiOs on the pizza once and covered it with cheese and put it in the oven. Not bad. That is a Fulton move. I like that. And then Little Bob, it's you, but Little in the chat says, yo.
Yo.
What up, Lil Bob? How you doing?
Lil Bob is a good rap name.
Lil Bob.
Yeah. All right. Where are we at?
The Porter.
Oh, yeah. Well, I still didn't even.
Wait, yeah. What were the thoughts on the Badonkadonk?
We gave our thoughts, I think.
Yeah.
We both said, you said you liked it. He's always the one lacking. He's trying to push it on as the host, not give his opinion.
Yeah. Well, you can always, me and Bob, save a lot of our reviews for Untappd. If you are Untappd, you can go. We do give it like
exclusivity.
We do give a 5-star, it's out of 5-star review.
Okay.
We used to say it on the show, but we kind of like, not to push people to Untappd, but sometimes breweries get upset when you give us a score of a beer on a show. Okay. The guests we allow to do it, but like as the host, sometimes we don't. We've been told by a lot of reputable people that sometimes, like, if you give them a bad review, being honest, like they get upset and it upsets them. But we try to be honest, but we don't do the 5. We don't do the score reviews on the show anymore. But yeah, check them out on Untappd. But yeah, I really enjoy it. 9 times out of 10, if you have a roasty flavor in there, I get the coffee, and I'm not a coffee drinker, so it kind of ruins the beer for me. But As it warmed up and as I kept drinking it, the more chocolate came
again,
out.
Again, I think that is one of the better takes on the Dunkelweiss, and I thought that was very well done.
Yeah, I thought it was good too as well.
See, I really do like coffee, so this is really hitting for me. That's why I think I gave it the second pour.
What are other big brands that do Dunkels? There's another one that I've had before.
Ruse? Dunkel Ruse? Oh, that's Dunkin' Ruse.
Dunkaroos?
Dunkaroos, baby!
There was a beer that did a
I saw that,
dunk like the cookie, and then they did a vanilla dipping sauce. And you're supposed to put them together.
Did you see the new Miller High Life chocolate bars? Ice cream sandwiches.
What?
Yes. Swear to God, I sent them to him on Snapchat. They are Miller Life ice cream sandwiches that have like alcohol in them. And they apparently taste like champagne or something. Like I forget what the details are exactly, but I need to find them.
I actually just changed a wrestler's name or his finishing move in the ring. He used to do a move. It was kind of like the AA.
Yeah.
It's Travis Dorian.
Okay.
And he called it a 30 rack. And every show he brings Miller High Life, and he's like, "Do you want a beer?" Like,
Yeah.
So I'm on commentary with a beer. It's great. So he gives me two Miller High Lifes. I go up to commentary, and I have a blast. And he puts him up in the move,
banging beers,
and he slams him down. I go, "Travis Dorian with the High Life. That is the champagne of finishing moves."
Dude, that's such a good call.
And he was like,
"Hey, Pat, POB, brother, that's fucking."
And he literally just says, "You just made me change my finishing move name. Now his finishing move is the High Life. Yeah.
The champagne of moves. That's fantastic."
I've really enjoyed my brief experiences with Dorian. I like watching his matches.
He changed, like, not changed a lot, but he transformed himself. He lost a lot of weight. He did really well.
He brings it. Like, that's what I've just noticed, is that he brings it as a bigger fella.
And I told him, just get that red, like, High Life logo and put Travis Dorian High Life
with the script,
and then on the bottom the champagne of finishing moves.
Yeah, a hefty price for a chocolate sandwich.
How much are they?
$36 for six.
Oh my god! You know what that sounds like?
Ice cream sandwiches.
You know what? Disclaimer: I love Miller and Miller products, like Anheuser-Busch products. That is fucking whack. I'm sorry.
No, but
that's $6 in ice cream sandwich. We're buying them in a lot of
six packs of Miller High Life ice cream dive bars are available.
Dive bars.
And it gives the locations where you can get them at. It says for $36. Individual bars can be found at the Tipsy Scoops, three New York City scoop shops or parlors for $6 a piece.
Like, I would buy one for six because that's reasonable. Like, do you buy ballpark beers when you go to games or event beers?
Yeah.
You have to. It's part of the experience. You know what I mean? But if I'm spending $36 on a whole box, like, what if they don't taste good?
Yeah.
That's a hefty point.
Well, no, I think the idea is that you're going to have people chip in for it because more than one person is going to want to try it.
So you're giving me $18 for three ice cream sandwiches?
Not necessarily.
Exactly.
If you know six people who would all want to try one.
Motherfucker, I don't got six friends. Shit. Like if we're at the frat house and we like miraculously find them, it's like whatever. But I remember when I think it was Bud Light, they came out with their freeze pops, their tie-dye pack, when they came out with their tie-dye seltzers.
Oh, yeah.
And they did their freeze pops. They were like $12 a box. You got like six freeze pops, three of each flavor. And each flavor. And it wasn't bad because they were freeze pops. And I was just thinking the other day, how many alcoholic freeze pops would it take you to catch a bug?
Yeah, but the thing is with ice cream, especially like premium ice cream, that stuff's already very expensive.
So that's one of the things I was just going to hit on. Is that
make it?
The people that they have teamed up with is a premium ice cream. No, it was that Tipsy's.
It's Tipsy. Okay.
Miller High Life actually just did a collaboration not too long, like 2 years ago, with Evil Genius, and they made the.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
they made Evil Genius is a craft brewery, and they made a Miller High Life like hoppy beer.
No shit.
Yeah, I'm also out. If anyone comes across it or sees it in their travels, and you're local and you buy it, we'll give you the money for it.
The Mountain Dew.
We're looking for the Mountain Dew beers.
Oh, that good old Mountain Dew.
They have hard Mountain Dew beer.
Oh, I did
like
see
made
that.
By Mountain Dew.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah.
I just found
like
this...
the black can with like the blue. Yeah.
I just found this blackout one I've been looking for a while. It's a sangria in a black, it's a black bottle with like fruit colors on it. And it was a couple years ago. I made it like blackout. I just found it in New Jersey. I was pretty stoked.
All right. Well, we hit the hour mark. So let's get our last beer poured and then we'll get into our beer of the night. So last one here, Bob, is going to be called Ball and Chain.
So Ball and Chain from the Downriver.
Are my wife.
The Downriver Brewing Company of Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. It's considered an American porter. It's rated at 6.2% ABV, and it comes in at 35 IBUs. It's been checked in 88 times, where it averages a 3.61.
Not a lot of check-ins for this.
I have one friend check-in who did not leave a comment. We gave it a 3.75. The write-up goes... Pours dark brown with a tan head, made with Madagascar bourbon, vanilla beans, and pure liquid cacao. A suit and tie porter brings a new level of sophistication to the table with a bold, dark chocolate bitterness and delicate hints of vanilla. These two celebrated flavors pair so perfectly for the party and after party. Finishes with a subtle dryness, unlike a last-minute best man speech. And the flavor profile, your two favorite words again, dark, roasty, malty, coffee. Dry, and light.
Now, you buttoned up the top button for this.
Well, it said suit and tie. I'm feeling this is a sophisticated beer.
Pinky up.
Pinky's up, gentlemen.
I've had to pinky up every time. It's a respect to the beer.
So this is going to be the highest ABV of the show, unless this bottle was.
No, I thought that was 4.5.
4.5. So this is the highest ABV coming in at a whopping 6.2. I can't remember the last time we did an episode where the highest beer was a 6.2. It's been a long time, Bob. I think the seltzer shootout is probably because here's the fun fact. A lot of people are like, all the people who drink like Miller Lite and Budweiser and stuff are like, I ain't drinking those seltzers, those girly bears.
Yeah.
You realize the seltzers are stronger than the Miller Lights.
I have a horror story about White Claw Surge. I drank four of them and I blacked out at a Rutgers game. And I got kicked out in the first quarter, like 5 minutes into the game because we wouldn't sit down. Like we refused to sit down. Everybody's like, we can't fucking see you behind you. I was pissed drunk. And it was a noon game, like a noon start. and we turned around. I was like, I'm not fucking sitting. And they called security down and shit. There was almost an all out brawl because the lights went fucking out on the walk in. I remember getting a pin. It said like I chopped 2020 or 2021, and they're no fucking joke. They're 8% seltzers, and once they start going down, it's over. And I think I just sampled like one of each. I didn't even go off the handle.
Hot day?
No, bro. It's like November or some shit, and they got their ass whooped because they normally do.
Yeah,
yeah. Seltzers are an excursion. They're not even an experience.
This is unbelievable.
I think it's tasty. I will say. Made the button up worth it.
Yeah.
I would say.
I get a hint of roastiness. I get a ton of chocolate.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, chocolate with a little bit of vanilla on the backside.
Yeah. Yep, I agree with that.
The roast hits me earlier on because, like you said, you don't drink coffee. I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
I use it as a stimulant because that's what it is, the drug.
Wake up, people.
A little bit of maltiness in the background.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the maltiness helps me with the roastiness.
See, this is going to be difficult for me because, like, I've enjoyed all of them.
No, so they're all great beers.
Like a beer of the night, I'm going to struggle on.
I'm not going to. Sorry, need new cords. This is why the Patreon is important.
Help us out, people. Help us out.
I've been struggling with that cord for like a month now.
Yep.
Yeah. I think I have more in the closet.
We made it an hour in, and that was the first time that happened. So
yeah, true.
Yeah, it's because I finally moved it because I knew what we were doing. So. All right. What do you think of the ball and chain?
Another winner.
Yeah. I really have nothing else to say. Like, again, me having like the least experience of beer or alcohol in general, there hasn't been a beer that I've sipped tonight that I didn't like at all.
I would
like
say,
very good.
I would say,
I was nervous. I said when Bob came out, I was like, I think Austin's new. I'm sure there's gonna be one or two he's not gonna like.
Nope. Everyone has hit for me.
You've drinking a lot of different beers at my house.
I have.
That's why, because we don't just drink.
He's also beers. Brought me some beers for pay per views.
Mm-hmm. And
really, there hasn't been a beer that I didn't.
Next weekend, what are we doing for Clash? 1 o'clock.
There's no. Oh yeah. I don't think there is
Pilguru.
Oh yeah. Jimmy Fix's motherfucker.
There is that potential as well.
Yeah, have you watched the wrestling pay per view of Pilguru though? Mm-mm. You can't hear it, but it's a good time.
No, but that's the thing. You'd be able to hear it at Jimmy Fix's.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's funny because I'm the only one. Like, there's only like three of us in the bar who actually care the wrestling pay per views on.
Deppin, you, and Brian. If
me,
he's
Brian, Deppin, and Colin and Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. And we have a blast.
Oh.
I feel like Conlon could have a blast no matter what he's doing.
He's an animal.
Yeah. Good to have.
Well, he was giving us pickle shots the one night, like pickle flights, and left the bottle with us.
He didn't do that.
Yeah, no. He took it right back with him and then brought it back to the bar.
He, like,
and then
brought it back. Stepped, it was like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
He's like, oh, forgot about this.
Hold up, wait a minute.
All right. Yeah. So, Bob, what do you think of Ball and Chain?
Another winner. I like it.
Yeah. Overall, this brewery, if you're in the Stroudsburg area, I'm in all of them.
Nothing but line drives up the middle.
I think that's the big good point there, Anthony. That's the biggest point out of all of this. These beers are good. This brewery absolutely fucks. Complete great taste throughout
for the old generation. Fucks me is good.
Fucks means it's good. We're getting laid. It's a good time. It's positive. It's a good thing.
We got fresh 20-year-olds drinking beers tonight. So. I gotta be the barrier of what words mean.
Bob's true.
Fucks, like they hated it.
No, I still got that.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Okay. Good. No, the brewer is killing it. The taste, the variety of things. Having a soda, having Italian, like an Italian kind of beer. Having the porter and then the badonkadonk and the name, just that's gonna make you remember it too.
And I get like similar taste from the badonkadonk and the ball and chain.
It was a dunkle, that's right. It was
yeah,
a dunkle.
But still, both of them separately, like I could individualize each one, and both are still very good
flavor profile.
Low ABV, tons of flavor.
Fuck
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And you can go to this brewery, and realistically, I know 6.2 is kind of up there for your average person. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, if it's not an 8 or a 9, I ain't fucking with it. Like the hardcore craft people. But like at the end of the day, when you go to a brewery, like you still want to drive home. You want to enjoy a meal. You want to enjoy Vinyl Light, and
you want to remember what you're doing.
Yeah. You don't want to be 4 seltzers in and get kicked out of Rutgers. You know what I mean?
Right. That's a pain in the ass waking up in the car on the way home being like, oh, I'm so fucking sorry, because I have no idea what happened.
Yeah, because then you're that friend and everyone's like, we paid a lot of money for those tickets, we've seen fucking 4 snaps, and then you're that guy. You don't want to be that guy, you know what I mean?
We saw a series and then we're out.
Yeah
fucking right.
We've seen 1 pick 6 and then you got tossed
pretty much. I think there might have been a pick six earlier on, so no bullshit. It was a rough season for them, Scarlet Knights.
Yeah. I will go first with my pick for beer of the night, and then we all vote. Now the rule is, once you pick a beer, so say for example I pick Badunkadunk and Austin picks Ball and Chain, but then somehow Badunkadunk wins, your next vote can't be the beer that you voted for the before.
I understand.
So you have to, you got it, a little bit of strategy here. You have to save your vote. So it does come into play later in the episode. So I will go first for what my opinion is clearly the beer of the night. Lightweight, Italian Pilsner.
I knew you were going there.
I mean, Pilsners for me are my bread and butter. This is amazing. I'm drinking this all day. But what I'm going to say right now is, even though I don't like root beer, I finished an entire glass of Deep Rooted, not Rodeo, Deep Rooted. It was good. Your pick.
I'm going with the lightweight. Holy shit. I wanted Peroni for my birthday. I didn't get Peroni. I got offered the opportunity to come on this sick ass podcast that you guys should tune into every week.
Every other week. Well, we're doing 2 weeks in a row now, but we're normally every other week.
Okay. Yeah. I know we're gonna be here next week, so that's why I said that.
Yeah.
That kicked ass. It was so tasty. It was a nice even beer if you're not into something super hoppy, and you can knock them back. I think it was definitely the best out of the four, even though they were all pretty damn good.
Now this is where you have to say, do I throw away a vote and hope Bob goes with me for a tie for first place, because we allow ties, or do I think Bob is going to go for lightweight and throw away my second place vote?
So I'm torn between two, and lightweight is definitely one of the two.
Okay.
And the thing is, I don't know if Bob would agree with me on the one that I would put favorite. So I'm torn.
From being on the show, I think Bob is possibly tossing up two.
So I'm going to stick with a very like authentic how I felt about the beers. I know that the lightweight got me the first double pour. However, I'm going with the Badonkadonk.
Oh.
Overall taste and the name, it's the home run for me. That's the beer that I like remembered at the end of this. Although, like the lightweight, very, very, very good.
Actually, I was very happy with everything here. I would have had no problem making it a unanimous lightweight, but I also have no problems making it a tie.
I knew it. I knew it. As soon as you picked Badonk. See, I was kind of torn.
Don't leave him hanging.
You're leaving him hanging.
Yeah.
I was torn between where Bob.
Sorry, no peripheral vision.
I was wondering if Bob was leading with Badonkadonk or the porter. I know you really enjoy the porter. I didn't know which one you were leaning heavier on. But as soon as he picked Badonkadonk, I knew you were torn between probably lightweight and Badonkadonk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, everything on the table was great. Any way that would have worked, I had no problem with picking any of these. These were all great beer.
Yeah, because the root beer, like the for me, the hints of vanilla in that and the lack of the hints of alcohol in it. Oh my God, I would want to drink that just as a beverage with dinner.
Dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Second place pick. You started us off.
Oh, we're going to go with Round Robin. I like that. Can I pick the
Bedo- these are first. These are tied for first place. So it's down to these two.
Left, yeah.
Oh, definitely going with the Porter.
The Porter.
I'm a Porter guy. I like a little bit of a darker beer. I like more of like traditional kind of style beers. It's not really like a super traditional kind of beer. I'm still sipping on it now, actually. And I think it was rather tasty. Like Bob said, everything on a table kicked ass. It was so tasty. And it went down good. It's not like it's like, oh, I had a bunch of different kinds or whatever, and I'm all mixed up. I really did enjoy that. And my second choice would have been the Bedunkadunk. But they went for the tie, so I'll definitely take that. And it's not like it's one's lesser than the other. They were all very good, and that's a very good beer.
Austin, I'm going to agree with your take. I also really like porters from the porters that I've had. So, and that was very good.
Fuck right.
Didn't disappoint.
You're going the same thing?
Yep.
I would have went different. These are the three I would have drank all day long. But for a style of beer I don't like and making me enjoy it because they did a good job on it.
Totally.
I would have voted for Deep Rooted.
I agree with that. Do you think that with like a scoop of ice cream or like a shot of Bailey's in it?
Fantastic.
Ass?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, like I've absolutely pour that over a bowl of vanilla ice cream. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep.
And also the table beer was very good too.
Oh.
Not up for vote, but that was a very good way to start off this drink.
I enjoyed that. It was almost like a palate cleanser because I had the pizza before I got here and it was acidic and it was tart, but like that mouth coating, it was really mellow where like it got your taste buds, but it didn't get you to go, ooh, handle it. It was real mellow.
So number one will be tied with Lightweight and Bedunkadunk. Second place is going to be Ball and Change, and third is going to be Deep Root. Is all of them placed tonight? Not one was left off the table. Overall, Downriver, amazing job. Brewery's fantastic. If you don't mind our cursing and talking about Turd Ferguson's or whatever we said, what was it?
Ass turds.
I mean, you made beers called Bedunkadunk. You have a sense of humor. You know what I mean?
It led off. And I think you were right with all of them placing. That was more than perfect for every beer here. They deserved it.
Yeah, and if you want us to have us come up, we travel very easily. And we can bring our equipment. We can come up and talk to you guys and enjoy some more beers. I will say right now, this is a brewery that I think is – I mean, I didn't personally go see the inside, but from what Bob said and everything they have available, this is something to look at. Maybe you could throw them a couple recipes for those flatbreads. And...
Oh, shit. I'll come work for you. It's for real. Like, I'm down to work in the kitchen. I'm formerly ServSafe certified, a bunch of other things. I'm ready to cook, and I'm good at what I do.
You want to drive to Stroudsburg every day?
Shit, I'll move to Stroudsburg.
There you go. You could pay him in Bedunkadunk.
Fuck, I take...
Or the Lightweight.
Gas, grass, or ass. That's how we get down around here.
But yeah, overall, great, great episode. I loved it. Like I said, lower ABVs. I feel like I can function the rest of the night.
How did we feel about the rum?
It was good. I thought we'd have a lot more burn to it, but it was nice.
I agree with that.
I enjoyed the rum, and I think that this Downriver brewing is definitely going to be on my radar.
Absolutely.
Like if I go to like a Shangy's, you ever been to Shangy's?
Yeah.
If I go there, I'm definitely going to pick some of this up. I think my dad didn't enjoy this because he's a beer drinker. That's growing up. That's how I got into it. He was just always drank different kinds of beers and stuff. So I think he would enjoy this as well. Very, very tasty.
That's essentially our plan. Like, obviously, we want this podcast to go nationwide and global and the whole nine. And that's the dream, right?
To grow.
But essentially, I think you benefit more on this podcast if you're local and being like, oh, man, like, or if, hey, I want to go to PA.
That's generally our focus. What you can get in a day trip from here with an occasional hop, skip, or jump someplace else.
Yeah.
What's fun to go down and grab a flight, have a burger, have some pizza for me, maybe, potentially, if anybody's out there looking for a chef. You know, just go out and have a day with the family. Get out of the house. Do something different. I think it's definitely a nice premise.
And you can follow us on Facebook. We do have our beer community group, our Bangin' Beers podcast community group, or you can follow us on Instagram. And we always have different beers, and people in the community on Facebook are always posting things they're drinking and trying and saying what they enjoyed. And you can join that community and do reviews as well. If you're out at a bar or you're out somewhere at a brewery or your local distributor, and be like, just grab these beers. Here's where I'm at. You should go try them. You're helping each other find that craft beer and you can have your own Bangin' Beers night. If you're out, say you guys are out at a bar one night and you're out, the other day you're at a, what was it, Club 18
tomorrow about 9 o'clock. Find us there.
Review.
Oh yeah, Draft Teddy. Absolutely. Yeah.
Fucking right,
Review what they have on tap on the community page. Give it like, all right, here's what we drank out of these four beers. This is our beer of the night. This is what we thought was the best beer you can get here.
And you never know when you're going to change someone's beer palate. You never know when that's going to impact someone's life and be like, holy shit, what that place has that.
Or I would drove by that place all the time, but I always wanted to have Chetty on draft.
Yeah.
Oh, I can get it there.
I used to live on 18th Street and never once thought about going into Club 18. Then we go there and for my birthday. Yeah, yeah, for my 22nd.
But they have like dollar Tito shots or something ridiculous.
Well, they had dollar Chetty's on draft, and that's all that mattered.
Wow, dollar Chetty.
I think $1.50
depending on when it is.
Pint.
No, fucking 12s. But
still good.
Yeah. Fucking ice cold, dude. Are you kidding me? Shit. And the bartenders, the people there are fantastic. The people that own the bar, run the bar, they're very nice people. You can throw real darts. Fuck that plastic dartboard shit. Real metal ones, real cork. Get down.
So I think, listen, and here's the thing. Even though we pride ourselves on craft beer, and I'm not saying the term to be disrespectful, but I think what makes where we are in Pennsylvania awesome is the term dive bars. We have awesome dive bars. So, Club 18.
I feel like Pennsylvania is a dive bar of a state.
Club 18. If you want us to do an episode and we can interview the history of Club 18 and whatever you have on draft, it doesn't have to be craft. We'll drink anything. Like, and it's not so much the beer, but just kind of showing off what you have there. Maybe you have some specialties and maybe just the environment you think is cool. We're down to come and experience a bar and get some content. That's like we did one at Strikers. Like we're trying to open that door up more to
We actually did the hidden places on the way home from work. Rose and I were in there not too long ago. Too.
Yeah. Like we want to open the doors. Like we'll go to wineries. We'll go to distilleries. We'll go to craft breweries. We'll go to distributors who, you know, they're the lifeblood of what's going on here too. Now with the GoPro, I can just walk around and film like, hey, I'm here. And this is what they have selection wise. Go check them out and leave and then upload it.
The name of the game is Bangin' Beers. So wherever you can open us up to do that or any other thing that is adjacent to it. Fuck yeah.
And like I said, you can join that community and help get that beer scene out there by joining the Facebook group, Bangin' Beers community page. Bob took a little bit. We got him to break his social media trend, and he's on there now, so you can see Bob's views because he's all over the place.
So that's why he knows what fucks means.
Yeah, he's on Facebook like a week.
Yeah.
He's
figured it out. Yeah.
So Bob, what do you got to plug?
Well, sporting the Pilgaroo shirt.
That's
today,
our boys.
So Pilgaroo. I'm gonna give the boys a shout. But
you know who that is? I believe that art, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if the t-shirt art is, but I know the wall art of what's resembled off that is Haley Stokes.
Oh, is it?
Who has done almost all of our logos.
But this is actually the shirt that came with my goodies bonus.
The crowdfunding,
The crowdfunding, yeah.
Yeah.
So I still have to name my own beer yet, but
let's get on them with that.
Yeah, we'll work on something there. Yeah,
we got to name a beer.
But
Bob's Bock.
Oh,
there you go. Bring back Bob Bock.
We'll make a better Bock.
Better Bock.
It's spelled B-A-L-K for baseball purposes.
That would be sick as shit.
What's a ball?
Bock?
Base walk. Pitcher.
That's a pitching error that results in a free
base.
When you are pitching, you're supposed to come to a complete stop. That way it's like set. But then if you move your shoulders or your legs before you start pitching, that's a balk. And then the runner on base is allowed to advance one.
All runners are advanced one base.
What?
Yep.
Pro baseball only. Different. Or
I never knew that rule ever.
Pretty much above little league.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Well, any league that you could take like leads and steal.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Wallman Pack Brewery, literally a mile up the road from my house. Is that an invite? Are you saying, like, let's go to Wallman Pack and do an episode? Because I'm down, man.
Yeah, I've been there before. That's a nice place.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Have you guys ever been to the Williamsport area and done, like, Sweetwater or anything like that?
He'd be the guy.
I've been to Williamsport, but we did Bullfrog wasn't open that day. We did.
What's the big one by Williamsport?
New Trail.
Yep. Yeah, New Trail.
We did New Trail. That was at the end of the road trip. What was the other place?
Something. He said, I don't drink, but I'll meet you there. Something that sounds good.
But anyways, the big one I want to promote was the Brewfest at Hawk Mountain.
Oh, shit.
Obviously, this year's event is over because it happened last weekend. August next year, keep your calendars open. It's a little pricey ticket for a beer fest, but it does come with a complete sit-down meal. This year's, I believe, was provided by the Brickhouse Grill in Augsburg.
Oh, great.
So it wasn't like you were getting dumpster diver there. That's some quality eats. And again, it all goes to benefit the sanctuary, which is a good cause.
Not the wrestling school.
Yeah, the Hawk
Mountain Studio School.
The Hawk Mountain Bird Sanctuary.
Yes.
There was at least one distillery and one winery there too. It was a little over 30 breweries there, so it was well represented. The staff at Hawk Mountain knows what they're doing. It was all set up well. Everything flowed nicely. It was a professional job. It's worth the time if keep your calendars clear for next year's event.
Pro tip for myself next year for Schuylkill Brewfest. I barely drank. I paid a lot of money to drink, but used Enticing Pro Wrestling, and I didn't move the entire day. I just didn't move. I just sat and watched wrestling the whole time, and I
could it have been the vitamins?
My problem was, is my game plan was, come in for me VIP.
Oh yeah.
Try the competition beers. But the problem is I started socializing and I started talking.
Wow, Anthony socializing.
And I had maybe 4 beers and then went up the street and I was going to work my way back. And then I felt like I just lost track of time. I started talking to everybody there and started doing my thing. I lost Bob because when Bob goes to a brew fest, he tries more than one beer.
Well, I did the same thing on the first lap.
Yeah.
It was strictly beer that was going
to the He checks everything in. He takes his photos and he spends time with each person and talks to them, which is exactly what I need because I suck at that. Like he helps me.
I had more delay than usual this year because I don't remember which one it was, but one of the breweries didn't have the beers that they brought listed on Untappd. And I actually
entered them in for them
on the spot there. I created them and made them eligible to be logged in.
So my eventual goal is to give you I want to get one more GoPro for a 3 camera angle, but I eventually, by the time I probably get that third GoPro, the 11 will be out around August. November, October. I'll order the third GoPro, which is like the 11, give you my 8. And just be like, Bob, take this when you do your road trip at Rosa, take some videos or Brewfest, and then just bring the footage back and I'll edit it. Because like your boots on the ground, you can get way more than I could. You know what I mean? And that's a camera as well as a video camera. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's eventually my goal too, but I want to eventually get there. But yeah, so I missed out on a lot of opportunities. I did go around and hand some cards out at the very, very end. But yeah, that wrestling, that killed me. I'm such a wrestling nerd that I all I want to do is watch wrestling.
Glad Tony Deppen's doing all right because...
shit was gnarly.
Yep. Took a little spill.
Yep.
Took a little spill, but professional wrestling.
Like him physically, because it was a little bit of both.
What's that?
Was it like just like his like blood, or was it just like him physically? Because there was a little bit of both on the spill there. Because I saw it was pretty nasty, that gash he had.
We'll talk off camera what happened there. Yeah. it was nutty. But yeah, he split his head a little bit, got some staples, but he's all right. Yeah.
Fucking warrior shit.
Absolutely.
Deppen is an animal. And he just wrestled at GCW. I think he just currently wrestled a match in Ireland.
Oh, yeah. OTT.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. Yep. So he, yesterday or today, he posted he's in Ireland. GCW's doing a whole England tour, and he was invited to represent GCW.
Speaking of Deppen and beers, I think he said he's had beers in 10 different countries in this year alone.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome, dude.
The dude is living my dream when it comes to wrestling and drinking beers.
Yeah.
He's just killing the game. A super nice dude, too. So if you can, once again, Bob's plug, Pilgrim's Brewing Company, go support them. Austin, your plug.
Tornado Tag Podcast.
Look at you.
Weekly, every Thursday. I might not be there, but I might be there. But if you're going to listen to some.
You will be at the next one.
I will be at the next one. Lord Steven Regal, but William Regal, as I know.
So we're going to do he's not on the show. God, I wish. But oh, we're going to do the history of William Regal.
My first introduction to William Regal, little preview to the show, is his run with Eugene. How he was kind of Eugene's
handler.
Yeah.
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 Holy Eugene fuck. Was a character that would not fly today. But yeah. He still does it on the independent scene, and no one seems to care. But he's a mentally challenged wrestler.
It was Eric Bischoff's nephew.
Yeah,
that was the segue to get him in.
And he's not really mentally challenged.
No.
Great wrestler.
Well, isn't that how they started Hulk Hogan out, too? Is like a limited mental capacity.
That, if not, I don't know, but that's hilarious if they did.
I might have to do some research on that. But outside of Tornado
Hulk,
Tag
was podcast, Hulk Hogan the first Eugene? Is that what we just learned here?
Is that why he just like always is going to the
I can't
crowd?
Hear you.
He was flapping.
he was actually a deaf wrestler.
Give me my background onto this, and you can correct me if I'm wrong or not. But he started out in his wrestling thing, and it was always in the beginning, at least.
He was a bad guy first.
But when he started to become popular, it was
Did you just see that?
I threw
that cap. I'm sorry to cut you off. But I threw that cap, and it completely screwed right. It hit the fan and went in the trash can.
Da-da-dun.
Did I just Michael Da-da-dun. Jordan that shit?
But they had him in some commercials where I want to say it was for deodorant, but actually, then like he was the complete opposite of himself, even though he dressed in character and he was completely eloquent and went out of his way to use words that aren't normally used in everyday speech.
Yeah.
And,
well, like antiperspirant.
Yeah, that would be a perfect example.
Well, I
but,
think.
But and then it highlighted the fact that like this whole wrestling thing.
That he's not dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he also, no, part of it is that I think he had like a California or like not necessarily Sting related gimmick, but he was like surfer beach guy and kind of has that connotation of dumb.
Sunbaked?
Yeah.
You know something, brother.
Spicoli.
Yes, sir.
The driver.
That was my skull.
Outside of TTP, the Sanctuary, I believe the next show that they have announced is September 11th, main event being J.S. Hawthorne versus Jordan Palco versus Prince Ahmed, spotlight champion at the Sanctuary, and the winner of that goes on to face Ace Austin.
If you are into local professional wrestling, I know a lot of times the connotation is that the independent wrestling scene is a joke and it's not good and they're not talented and everyone on TV is the best and the independent scene's not. I will promise you that's not the case anymore.
No, I've done my research finally on season 9 of The Sanctuary, which kind of explains the origins of the guys who are running The Sanctuary now. And I got to give props to John Trotsky at how well he does at creating stories and characters and bringing them together.
And making them good wrestlers.
And absolutely fucking trained, right. Great. And not only that, but allowing people to be whatever character they want, him helping them.
And I said this publicly before, and this is not a shot. This is not a dig. This is not me putting down my friend. But the first time I seen J.S. Hawthorne and he told me that he was going to become a wrestler, I look at him, I go, good fucking luck, my dude. Like, he was chubby. He has a weird, like, he had a weird look already. He's, like, kind of losing his hair a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Burly.
Burly dude. Tons of body hair. Big red beard. Long red hair.
But I'm sure
I was
he had a big personality, too, because he was a theater major.
Yeah, but he didn't. Before he got into wrestling, he was very reserved. Yeah. He was very...
Was he at the Brewfest?
No. And then he got to the Sanctuary. And he developed J.F. Hawthorne.
Uh-huh.
And he's one of my favorite on the independent
scene. Oh, he's fucking awesome.
Just saw
that character's the shit.
Just saw his match on GTS Wrestling, Grimm's Toy Show, something I grew up watching as a kid.
Ugh.
Funny. And he got over, like, on the... It was his first appearance on it. I forget. He wrestled the Oracle on it. Philly Mike Swanson's on it. Grey Wolf is on it. Fun. Honestly, a fun show.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I gotta check it out. I guess I'm predetermining myself on that, but yeah. No, the fact that like this, like the cool thing about Brewfest is there was so many people there who at the end of it were like, I did not expect independent wrestling to be that good, and I'm not putting anyone down who else wrestled in that show, but that wasn't even you can attest to this. That wasn't even a tenth of what you can see on the independent scene.
Mm.
Like you haven't seen Mike Skyros or Prince Ahmed. Like these guys are so talented. Independent wrestling now is on a completely different level. It's not these dudes who just do
flip to flip to flip.
Not even flip to flip to flip. Like if you're so used to watching the independent scene back in the day where just kind of big heavy set dudes who just
beat the shit.
Who just elbow, second rope, clothesline, off the ropes, like just simple basic
through the motions.
It's not that anymore. You see guys like Header and J.S. Hawthorne and Philly Mike Swanson and
MIT. Guys who care, yeah. Who have that history.
H.C. Loke students like TJ Epics, like they will blow your fucking minds. The independent scenes is great, and the best place to see it for a very low price is the Sanctuary. Come out and see it.
Yeah. And have a good time. That place welcomes good times.
Yeah. What do you got to plug, brother?
My small business, on Instagram @chunk_round. It's the same kind of logo that it is there. You can get your custom orders for like large orders for like fraternities, basketball teams, anything you'd really need, and support your local Little League baseball team. Some kids have been having issues this year paying for equipment and stuff. It's a big building block for the rest of your life, building relationships.
I got to give you some old podcast shirts so you can stand up for me.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can do that for you. And yeah, just be kind to one another and sip some brews with your buddies for the next couple times till you see us.
Yeah, that'll do it. IWPnetwork.com support goes a long way. Like I said, the merchandise is there. You can buy a t-shirt and he can stain it up for you. Look dope. And we'll see you guys. We're going to do it next Sunday for 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock next Sunday. We are going to talk off camera. Maybe it won't be Sundays. We'll figure it out, because I said I want you to enjoy football, even though I don't enjoy football anymore. But we'll figure it out. Maybe a change of date. Maybe we go.
I get stopped by when the Packers aren't playing.
All right. I mean, my team's on, but I probably don't
even. The Commanders.
Yeah, I don't even need to watch them. They're going to Carson Wentz at quarterback.
Oh, nightmare. Bless you. Bless
the NFC least.
Yes. Fucking right.
On that note, we'll see you next time.